It can be meaningful on a retreat or in the anytime we're doing this practice of mindfulness to be ever ready to start again. And perhaps it's that muscle of starting again over and over again, which is part of where the momentum of practice occurs. It's part of the training and development of that capacity to be mindful, present, develops with just being willing in a simple, ordinary way to start again. Without any comment or judgments, or that the mind has wandered off or you've not been so present. And then, you know, but then the significant time when we start is at the beginning of a sitting. And one of the things to keep in mind is that when we meditate, there's a number of factors, mental, psychological factors that come into balance. And one of them is that of energy or effort gets balanced with relaxation or calm. And sometimes it's important to emphasize relaxation, calm, being at ease, not straining or resisting, contracting. And sometimes it's important to emphasize effort and energy. Again, not straining or contracting, but a certain uprightness and engagement, a wholeheartedness in the practice, a kind of a yes, I'm doing this. Especially when there's a sleepiness and tiredness, sometimes it's useful to offer more energy or effort, sit up straighter, walk faster. And one of the ways to bring these two into balance, the effort, energy, and calm, is at the beginning of a sitting to offer a little care to sitting upright, sitting maybe a little bit straighter than you normally would with your spine. If you're using the backrest, it's fine, but maybe there's some way of sitting up straighter, scooting back further into the backrest so your back is a little bit straighter. So the spine feels alert. Some people will find it nice to travel up the vertebrae from the base to the neck, almost like one vertebrae at a time, to see if you can get the weight balanced on the vertebrae so it's not projected forward or backwards. And especially in between the shoulder blades, to maybe pull the spine in there a little bit. Ever so gently opens the chest. A little sense of alertness or energy in the spine. And then maintaining that upright spine, a little bit more energy in the back. Then to take some long, deep breaths, and as you exhale, to relax, soften all the muscles on the torso that are no longer needed to hold you upright. This part of you is energized, and part of you begins to relax. Part of you is strong. Sense of strength, stability in the spine and the sitting bones. And part of you begins the process of softening. As you exhale, maybe softening the shoulders. As you exhale, letting the weight of your shoulders give in to the pull of gravity. If you can feel your shoulder blades lift and expand as you breathe in, and then letting the shoulder blades soften as you exhale. It can be helpful to soften the belly, to let the stomach hang forward. Let the pull of gravity, let the weight of the belly hang forward and down, maybe somehow settling into the pelvic cavity. There might be very subtle ways that you can relax your legs, soften the thighs and the calves. Or as you exhale, softening the arms and the hands. No need to have any tension in your hands. And in a gentle way, without being trying too hard, let there be a softening of the face. Forehead, cheeks and jaws. These elements of alert spine and relaxing the body is also a way of connecting to our body, feeling our body, and to remind ourselves that one of the very important areas of practice and important teachers for us is to stay connected to our body. And what I mean by the body is whatever way your body is experienced now, the direct immediacy of sensations in your body. And within this body, as part of your physical experience, is the experience of breathing, often felt as a kind of rhythm or alternation of sensations that come with breathing in and sensations that come with breathing out. Can be interesting to simply notice that the sensations of breathing in differ from those of breathing out. And with the breath, this experience of breathing present, you might again feel your other areas of your body and breathe with them. Feel your body, sensations in different parts, maybe wherever the sensations of your body are strongest, and breathe with them. Breathe through it or around it, so that the rhythm of breathing maybe supports you to not get caught up or reactive to the sensations of your body. Almost like a massage that keeps you lubricated or relaxed. And there might also be physical sensations connected to your mind, maybe in the area of your head, tightness or contraction or a lot of energy, pressure. And if there's any sensations connected to the mind, it might be possible to relax, to breathe, and as you exhale, relax the mind, the thinking mind, the thinking muscle. To stay with your breathing, to make the breathing kind of a home for attention. And the more continuity there is with breathing, the less your mental energy goes to thinking, the more your mental energy goes to the breathing. And it can help the mind relax further. Letting whatever thoughts you have or concerns you have that take you away, let them recede to the background. It's okay. Don't be bothered by them. Stay with your breathing. But if strong sensations in your body arise that are more compelling than your breath or more interesting than breathing, you can either encompass those strong sensations with your breathing, imagine your breath goes through it or includes it, or you can let go of your breath entirely and let your attention settle into the middle of those physical sensations. Stop, relax, and observe, be present in the midst of it. Any sensations in your body you have are worthwhile for cultivating mindfulness. There's no need to get rid of anything. You can just be content that this too is an arena for developing your ability to be present, attentive. Mind wanders away and you come back. Start again. And sometimes a very, very quiet whisper in the mind that labels or makes a note of your experience can free you from ways in which you're reactive or analytical or having commentary about the experience. Just a simple one-word note is a way of staying simple and present. Feel it might be pressure or ache or hardness, pulling, warmth, coolness, softness, movement. And if you do spend time being mindful of a sensation in your body, when you feel like it's enough, it's been acknowledged clearly enough, or it's gone away or faded, you can open again, begin again with your breathing, allowing the experience of breathing to come to you, come into awareness, breathing in and breathing out. Letting the mind be both soft and relaxed, but also committed, intent, to be intent to stay present. One breath at a time.